Hi, I'm Raheel Jamalfard, and you're listening to the Music Journeys podcast.
Welcome to the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. Raheel Jamalafard and her band Habibi were scheduled to perform in Columbus as part of the Melted Music Festival in March. COVID-19 led to the festival's cancellation and eventually all the band's scheduled performances. Music Journey spoke with Jamalafard prior to the festival, and we had another chat more recently. In the absence of band activity, Jamalafard found inspiration in recording some solo material. Here on Music Journey, she'll tell us how those first two songs came together. Jamalafard will also share her Iranian heritage and, of course, talk about Habibi's release, which came out earlier this year. We also have some fun with the Fast Five. She made me work finding a few of those songs, but you will definitely enjoy her selections. Raheel Jamalafard, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Raheel Jamalafard. I'm from Habibi, and this is my music journey.
Nazila, Nazila, where you going? Where you going? I see ya, I see ya, early morning, early morning, in a new place, wearing a long seems like something's going on. Yeah, you're moving on along. Got your mind made up. No one there to hold you up. Car stereo plays a song. Children passing sing along.
Nazila marks the first of two new songs on Raheel Jamalafard's upcoming solo debut. Jamalafard and her band Habibi were scheduled to perform in Columbus as part of the Melted Music Festival in March at the Bluestone. The festival would become among the first concert casualties of COVID-19.
I think it's unfortunate for a lot of people who've lost money. You know, like we were scheduled to tour, not just where we would have seen you, not just then, like we were going to do a whole Midwest thing and then we're going to do like a whole Europe thing. And so, yeah, that really is a blow for a lot of people. But I'm definitely like hopeful, and there's going to be a little bit more thinking going into it, but I think that it'll work out. When his music ever ceased, like it never has, you know, and all the more reason during like times of hardship or whatever that we look forward to music. It just felt really right to release that now because, I don't know, for me at least, it's been an emotional roller coaster, and every day is something, a new challenge, you know, and nobody has their normal routine. I think it was like really from, you know, just a reminder to myself of knowing, you know, who I am and to not forget the things that really are important. And this solo thing, I grew up with so many different kinds of genres of music, and it doesn't always find its way. I can be inspired by like hip hop, but you won't hear it in a Habibi song, you know, or like funk or like jazz. These songs were coming into fruition. I was happy to connect with those genres that I feel like, you know, are just outside of what I've done so far. But his eyes have more to say every time they look my way. Oh, angel eyes. Oh, angel eyes. Oh, angel eyes. Oh, angel eyes.
Jamal Afard's Iranian heritage flows through her music, whether it's her new solo material or songs from Habibi's Anywhere But Here, released in early 2020. Jamal Afard attributes her love and passion for music to her dad, who filled the house with music, including artists from Iran, where her parents were born.
It's also such a part of the culture there. The musicians and the family come out and they play in these like private parks, you know, together. And that's how you have fun. And that's how you, you know, you get together. No, I have never heard an Iranian get together where there wasn't music, where there wasn't people dancing at some point. So I think that I really, really loved that part of my culture really early on. The sound, the rhythm. You know, the poetry is also a part of Iranian culture. And the marriage of that with the music is that, you know, there's these beautiful old folk ballads and classical pieces that are all with these incredible poems. So I always have wanted my lyrics, you know, not that they even can hold a candle to the dense poetry of these greats, but I always feel inspired to have, like, to write more challenging or more poetically, you know, rich lyrics.
Jamal Afard grew up in Lansing, Michigan, and could embrace her roots early on.
We lived in sort of like university housing. A lot of the people who lived in this university housing for Michigan State, they were all foreigners. At school, I went there till second grade, there was like International Day. And so it was really cool. I was like, wow, you know, early on I was like, oh my God, that's how your food tastes, and oh my God, that's how your people dress, you know. And then we moved into the city, and it was very different. It was like, you know, majority of the kids there were white kids. I realized, hey, wow, okay, it's cool. I'm different, you know. But I really had this beautiful understanding of how we celebrate differences and how differences make everybody special. So instead of rejecting that or trying to hide that, I really felt empowered by that, almost in a very, like, punk way because, you know, I was getting made fun of. Oh, you look this way, or your mom makes that weird food that you bring to school, you know. So it was like, instead of wanting to change,
to fit in. It flourished for me, my differences and my culture. And I was like, no, I'm proud of this and I'm representing this. The last time I went back was 2016. Iran is such a historically dense and culturally dense place. It's like a cradle of civilization. It was a cradle of civilization, and it's just full of so much beauty. The people there are like some of the most like loving, open, and welcoming people. And I think that that's probably anybody's takeaway from ever visiting Iran across the board, who I come into contact with, because I'm always so curious about who does like make a rogue mission to a country that's kind of condemned. They're always, their takeaway is that, wow, the people were so, so kind and the country is so beautiful. And I feel like that's very lost in the media.
About a decade ago, Jamal Afard met Lenny Lynch, and the two gradually began to form the core of Habibi.
We had so much musical taste in common that it was a fun activity, you know? I always wrote poetry, so I just tried to apply that to music, and then it happened in my bedroom. You know, she would come over all the time and we would just end up listening to music and then, you know, taking a break and then, oh, I have this song. Oh, I have this poem. Let's try and, you know, write something around those things. And it wasn't with any intention of even starting a band, but I think once we realized we had like a couple of songs, I was like, well, why don't we try and actually make these songs and I guess maybe start a band, you know? So it happened very seamlessly and natural.
Drummer Karen Isabel and bassist Aaron Campbell joined on, and Habibi's first release came in 2014. In February of this year, the band released the 11-track Anywhere But Here.
Songs we've had for a long time. But I think a culmination of the political climate of America right now and just it's like harder to like keep up with the pace of life and with everything, expenses. It's really not easy sometimes. And I think everybody universally here has been experiencing that. And so I think that there's this like definitely darker side, you know, Anywhere But Here itself. The song I Hate Everybody But You, you know, these things give away at sort of a more pessimistic look, but it's not pessimism. It's more just speaking to this unsettled feeling of, you know, struggle or just challenge at this moment.
I would wait for 100 years every day. I'd send 100 prayers. I would sing till it reached the sky. I would learn if you ask me to fly. Contain it, I'm an LOVE.
love songs don't come natural to me. Heartbreak comes natural. Pain comes natural. Unhappiness, you know, like melancholy, these things come natural. But I was trying to write like a happy song to express this sentiment that I feel from a relationship. So, you know, I brought it in, and Lenny and Leah and I, somehow it came together so easily. And it was the sound it took on is so cool, because I think it really ties in still with this sort of darker side of the album, because if you listen to the notes, it sounds really like moody, you know. And our writing process is all across the board, but that was the fastest process I've seen a song go through. But it didn't take away at all from the beauty or the depth of the song.
Come, my baby, come to me, my love.
Grown so much, like, more with our sound, that I was thinking, I have sang in Farsi, you know, on a number of songs now, and just the idea of adding the Farsi and then also adding the Arab phrases that my friend Mina is singing with the ululations, which is the crazy sound that goes like la 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 la. I don't know how to explain it. It's called ululation, the technique, but the word Habibi is an Arabic word, my love. So I grew up around Arabs as well, in a community of Arabs. So and Lenny as well, she's from Detroit, which has the biggest Arab population outside of an Arab country. So I think the word Habibi, it has like extra meaning to us both.
Here shines a light, it's coming through the window.
Music is really moving. I feel a real connection with it, and I feel that it heals, and it's always been like a companion. Like, it's always been like a friend that I can depend on or count on, you know. I mean, I work in a record store. I've worked in a record store for the past 7 years, and I can't, it's a job that I'm there only once a month, but it's also a job I can't get rid of, because going into a record store once a week now or once a month because I'm touring so much, it's just, even one day to hear a library of any kind of music and hear new music and be inspired is just, it's like invaluable, you know. I don't even need to be paid. And of course, a record store job, you're not getting that much money. I don't do it for that. I do it because that's how important it is to me and how nourishing it is to me, you know, on a spiritual level. And it is a universal language, which is something that I find really beautiful, because I think that the unification of the world is like so lacking, and one thing that really does such a good job and has since the dawn of time is music. You know, it's something that can be shared, it's something that can be understood. You can hear something in a different language and know what they're talking about, just the way they're singing or the way the chord is played. And I don't know, I just find that incredibly beautiful.
We all benefit from music, and I'm so thankful for it, and I'm just glad people are still creating and still making, you know, not letting this whole thing, you know, be an obstacle, because it shouldn't. It should be, you know, if anything, motivation to just keep pursuing it.
Jamal Afard remains hopeful for the full solo release to be ready by the end of the year. but acknowledges early 2021 might be more likely. She also recently reunited with her bandmates, so maybe we'll get some new Habibi material too. We had one last bit of fun with Jamal Afard in the Fast Five. Here we go.
Yep, let's try it.
Okay, so the first song that you can remember hearing that you loved.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is so bad. But it's from an old VHS tape that my parents had, and it's an Iranian song. I don't know if that's allowed, but it's Andy and Kouros are the artists, and it's called Bala. Bala. And I just was transfixed to it every time we would play it on the VHS because I thought it was so cool and I sang along to it every time.
That's great. That is perfect. That's good. So how about a song that makes you feel the most nostalgic or reflective?
Whew. Wow. These are so hard. Anything Can Happen, The Clean. That brings me back. That song I listened to for so many years. I really, really loved it. The Clean and the Television Personalities were bands that really guided my youth. I revisited records from both of those bands forever. And the song Anything Can Happen was like my favorite one. And it's just sweet. It's sweet. The meaning is nice. And I like the way they sing it too.
How about the go-to song, your go-to song for dancing?
Oh yeah, I got it. That one is Danza de la Aqua, and it's Tony Esposito. That's what I've been dancing to all summer.
Wow.
But I did it the summer before, too. It's a cool, weird song.
Okay, wonderful. How about the song that makes you feel like working out or kind of motivates you to do something that maybe you don't want to do, get you through, kind of motivator song?
A motivator song. Motivator. let's see. How about Luther Vandross, Never Too Much? I love that song. A thousand. I really hear his immediacy of like life and passion, and I don't know, it gets me like really excited. It's like you're hearing it live every time you hear it. That's what I feel about that song, and it's infectious in an energetic way.
Definitely. That's a song my daughters like too. I play some of those old songs like that, and that's one that they can groove to. So yeah, that's a great one. How about the song song that lifts you up when you're feeling down?
I like to listen to sad music when I'm sad. but to bring me up, I would probably put on, Just Be Thankful. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful. Yeah, I think I feel okay with those answers.
Well, thanks a lot.
That's a challenge.
I know.
You know, it's always like you have 20,000 songs ready to go, and then the minute you get on a phone for an interview, or like 20 different references, movies, whatever, and then you get on the phone, you're like, you're like, what I just listened to, what I just watched.
My thanks to Raheel Jamalafard for her time and her music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.